y'all ate supper here tonight? Any of y'all? Oh, you're all right. We have one brave person. We had our supper here, and I'm telling you what, you haven't eaten here, you are missing out. They have some fantastic dishes. And I saw a cake walk past. It was like this piece of chocolate cake just now, a little while ago, actually. We had one. It was delicious as well. Yes, I am stalling because I'm trying to tune. And my conversation skills are sorely lacking in this moment. Okay, my brain is once again engaged. We're going to do a song for you that is actually a cover. And it was originally done by a techno band called Massive Attack. It's Teardrop. Song ever done by our band, technically speaking. It is the very first track on our very first recording, so it's the very first track off of our spring EP, which was released, I guess, about a year and a half ago, back in January of 2010. It's a song called Long Hard Fall. And it's also the only, it's the only song that we've got a music video recorded for as well. And it's on our YouTube page, if you check it out. Check it out. Check it out, it's good. It's Long Hard Fall. One, two, three. Sister Miss Megan Lovell. And my name is Rebecca. It is very, very nice to meet you all. Thank you. We've actually been in Sweden for about, I guess it's close to a week now, right? We flew in about a week ago. We've been playing shows. We've been driving south and then north and then south and then north, and then we finally ended up here. This is our very first day getting to be in Stockholm. We drove over and walked around for a little bit this afternoon, and it's so nice to be back. It's so nice to see espresso houses everywhere. I'll tell you what, those things are awesome. The chai lattes, so very, very good. But I'm just rambling again about food. What is it with me and food? I'm not even hungry right now. Still, I'm talking about food and drink and everything, huh? We're going to do a song of Megan's, and I really like this song a lot. It's got some amazing lyrics. I hope you guys like it. It's one called We Intertwine.
I know we're having trouble with feedback, but if there's any way to make that a little less crispy, that'd be really great.
As the cold turns to frost and the day becomes lost to the dark, you hold me tight, hold me near, oh my dear, your love is left a mark. Yeah, I don't believe in a large mark across my whole heart.
think the one bittersweet thing about being in Stockholm is that we know this is our very last night in Stockholm. Very last night in Sweden. Tomorrow we actually fly to Amsterdam to play some shows. And these are not just shows, though. They're very special shows for us. Because this tour was built around this amazing opportunity we got to actually go on the road with Elvis Costello. We're so excited, through Amsterdam and into Norway and into Germany for a few dates. And not only do we get to open for him, but we're actually going to go up on stage and be his band for part of the set. So we're pretty excited about that. So that starts tomorrow when we fly to Amsterdam. And, a little nerve-wracking, I would say. Just a touch, but we're very, very excited about it. So if you guys know anybody down in Amsterdam, give them a buzz. Tell them to come, yeah. It'll be very fun. Let's see, we're going to do a song that was actually written by myself. When we were on a road trip in the States, we started in Detroit, and we were driving somewhere, I don't remember where, but it was a really long drive, and I've noticed, actually, it's very timely, sir, that you right here in the front are wearing an Eagles t-shirt. Yeah, because we grew up playing classical violin and piano when we were really little, and that was our mom's doing, and then we actually also, at the same time, listen to Fleetwood Mac and the Eagles and all the great classic rock bands from our dad, because our dad was a big classic rock head. So, you're in the car driving. Yes, Rush. Nothing starts the day off right with a little bit of Rush. When you're driving, and you got like a 6-hour drive. Yeah. So we were in the car and we were listening to the Eagles. They were in the front listening to the Eagles, and I was in the back with earplugs in trying to write lyrics for this next song. And, I wrote this lyric, and I wasn't really paying attention to what was happening in the front of the car. I was just trying to focus on writing lyrics and being creative and being in the little zone or whatever. And so I write peaceful, easy feeling on the page, and I'm like, oh, this is so good. I'm genius. I felt really, really proud of myself when I started writing these lyrics. And then I took my headphones off and listened to what they were playing on the speakers of the car, and they were playing peaceful, easy feeling. So I was just losing my mind, and I had to rewrite the whole song, and this is what we came up with. It's one called I Belong to Love. Thank you.
to hear me as I make them speech. Nobody seems to care what they'll toss out of concrete. The city's dark to close your window.
Ago. We started off in Norway and we toured around and we came here. And like I said, we're going to go all over the place. But we're not going to actually get home until the beginning of December. So we're going to be all told away for about 2 months from our home, which is the longest tour that we've ever had. And so far, it's been really, really, really great. It suddenly, it just kind of dawns on you the little differences. Like when we're on tour here, we can't use any of our appliances. So I have no hair dryer. And my hair does crazy things, you know? When you walk in, So, I guess what I'm trying to say is, if anyone would care to donate some hair dryers and curling irons and some beard trimmers for the guys at any point, just get up on that Facebook page and let us know. We would appreciate it. And we're lucky enough that we've been able to come over here and tour as much as we've got to in a very short amount of time. Because we're a pretty young band. We're about a year and a half old. Lark and Poe. Are you talking about needing a beard trimmer for Megan?
Yeah, Megan really needs a beard trimmer.
That 9 o'clock shadow creeping up.
Gotta watch it.
Alright, that was a big distraction. What was I saying? Something about... Yes, we're a new band, but we got into tour. We've actually been over to Norway about 7 times, is that right? This is only our 2nd time coming to Sweden, but we've been to Norway now, but Megan has actually written songs in Norway, and this next song we're going to do is actually one that she did write while we were in Norway. And that's a really pretty song. It's one called Trance.
Thank you. instruments are reacting adversely to the changes in temperature. Sorry. That is so ugly. Listen to that sound. God. Sorry. Blow your brains out. Why do I play the mandolin of all instruments? It's got 8 strings. 8 too many. Okay. Sorry. So how are we doing now? They're all like, oh my gosh, quit tuning! We're going to do a song for you of Megan's. And I think one thing we do enjoy doing as a band is genre hopping. We like to play a little bluegrass, a little folk, a little blues, and a little bit of thing we can pull in. And one thing we do like, Chad actually, our drummer back here, he used to be in a reggae band and play a lot of reggae. So this is our reggae-ish tinted song, if you will. It's one called Word from the Wise. I think we're gonna do one more quick song, then take a very brief intermission, and then we're gonna be back up with an additional longer set of music. As long as y'all are gonna hang out with us, we're gonna play. But yeah, we're gonna go ahead and actually do a very brand new song for you guys. A few months ago, I guess it's been not even a few months ago, it's been maybe a month and a half, we got out of the studio back in Atlanta, Georgia, and we finished a brand new CD this year, which is really exciting because we wrote a bunch of songs we liked a lot and wanted to finally get them out so people could buy them. And this is the very first track off that EP. It's called Pickest Beats. And yeah, so we'll do this one really quick and then we'll be right back. So please stick around. This is Fox.
Way out on the edge, I found my edge. got some good friends on my life. Now this band's been playing here all week, but baby, you sound good tonight. I'm having me a night. Watch it on a good time for me. Yeah, it's getting late.
Thank you.
We're going to do a bit of a downer song for you. It's one called Praying for the Dove. You a lot during the song. Just like that. This is burglary. Thank you.
bait with a hook and a line. Let it sink low, cause you can lure them to love, but you can't make them change. To try a tip of my eye, I'll take your mind. You're going down just fine. So I'll be with you
called the Level Sisters. That was when Megan and I played in a band with our eldest sister, her name's Jessica, and that's where we got our start. We toured around as the Level Sisters for about 6 years, got to do a lot of cool stuff, and back at the end of 2009, she decided to get married, go back to school, try some other things in her life and see what was up. So now she's happily married, coming up on her 2-year anniversary, living in Canada, being an accountant. Of course, I know, naturally, from musician to accountant, who'd have thunk it, but she's very, very happy, and that's what we want most of all, you know. You just want to find what fulfills you the most, and then do that. That dobro just needs to feel happy right now, doesn't it, Megan? There we go. So this is actually a song that I wrote for Jessica. I remember very, very clearly the night that she came up to my bedroom. She was just, her face was aglow, and she just kind of sat there awkwardly. I was like in bed reading, like a book. And she walks in and she sits in my bed, and she's just kind of looking at me with these big eyes. And then she kind of nervously takes up her hand, because in the States we use our left hand for like engagement rings and wedding rings, and she had her hand and she was kind of like, and I'm getting married! And she was so excited, and she was just on fire, and it really made me feel like I needed to write a song. So I wrote this song for her and her husband, but they'll have a very long and happy marriage. This is a song called Shadows of Ourselves.
Tales of Arts.
Megan and I, we come from Georgia in the States. We're Georgia Peaches, what they call us. And we're lucky because the weather in Georgia is always very mild. I mean, we're lucky in that it never is too extremely cold in the wintertime, like we never get snow, which is kind of sad. But it never stays really overcast for more than a few days at a time, which is something that we have experienced, a very brand new thing, being a student in the fall. We have not seen the sun once since staying in the country for about a week. So it's driving and then the sun setting at 4:30 in the afternoon. I mean, that's... You people are pretty hardcore and handle that all the time.
We should come off in the summer.
In the summer? I know, we want to so bad. We would love to.
In the north.
In the north?
Where we have the midnight sun.
The midnight sun, yeah, so it's always light. That's got to be just as disconcerting. Just be really productive for a long, extended period of time, getting a lot of work done all the time. I can't imagine. But, so we were having, I guess, similar weather like this, where it was just very overcast and rainy, and you couldn't go outside for about, like, a week and a half in the States, in Georgia. I guess it was a couple months ago. So I was cooped up inside, and I was feeling really, like, antsy and wanting to get out. So I wrote this next song, and I think it sounds like I've been cooped up inside. I think this song does. It sounds a little wacky. It's one called On the Fritz.
Hey.
that song is actually also on the brand new EP. It was really fun because Chad, actually, I'm back here on the drums, he and another guy went into the kitchen for that track, and they recorded themselves banging on pots and pans on this big pan rack. They were artfully, he says, hitting the pots and the pans, and it sounds really cute, so I'm really happy with how that one turned out on the recording. Have to check it out. But this next one is actually also on the EP, and it is decidedly less playful. I think everyone probably at one point or another in their lives has seen a relationship that just goes down in flames. Like, when the two people are just angry at each other and they're gonna make the breakup be as bad as possible. I've seen those happen before. And so this song is kind of talking about one of those relationships. It's called Make It Hurt. Thank you. guys up here playing with us tonight. Over there on the drums from Knoxville, Tennessee. This man is a bad man to jam, and we're very, very lucky to get to play with him. That's Chad Milton on the drums, everybody. He's just hidden within the young man right here behind me. He's playing both the electric guitar and the bass at the same time. And amen. We're very lucky to get to play with this guy. He is very, very talented from Atlanta, Georgia. This is Mr. Rick Lawler, everybody. And we're actually going to do a song of his just about the time that Larkin Poe finished their most recent EP. Rick finished his very first CD as well. And we're going to do a song off of it. This is a song that he and I co-wrote together, actually. And it's also on the EP. It's a really good one. Let the people hear your voice.
Hello.
This is a to-do, but I was not for the count. man. Come talk to us. Take it away, Rebecca.
Worst accessory ever. You have to tune it all the time and it makes me uncomfortable.
Oh!
What, you just happen to have one on you?
Oh, that is...
Oh. That is freaking hilarious.
You
are very, very nice. What is it? It's beautiful and I love the color. Oh my gosh. Charisma, it says. Thank you. That is very nice of you. That's the thing that I love about human beings. I was just kidding when I said that you are so thoughtful and nice that you actually went out and grabbed one up. Thank you very much. You said Bobby, right? That's Bobby, everybody. Give him a round of applause. He looks so good, Brian. Oh, I feel all warm and fuzzy inside. We're going to do a song after you. Moving steadily along with our scheduled broadcast. This is a song of Megan and I co-wrote this one. Megan mostly wrote this song, and it's awesome. It's a brand new one, and it's called Love or Money. So how's everybody doing? Are we doing okay?
Yeah.
Good. We're going to get our groove on with this next one. At the very end of this song, we get to act like we're indie rock stars or something. It's very fun. It's called Just In Case.
Just in case I never again make you hold in.
got time for a couple more songs, y'all. This has been so, so much fun. And we're going to do this next song for you. And we're really excited because I guess it's been about a week now. A week ago, we were over in Norway in a little town called Stongfjord. And we actually randomly got to record a music video for this next song. So within the next few weeks, that should hopefully be on our website. So please stay tuned. I think that this is one of the best songs we've ever done as a band. I really like it a lot. Hope you guys do too. This is called Play On. What you need. So if you guys tip, please tip them lots of money. That would be wonderful. But most importantly, he's right there. I'm sure a lot of y'all know this man. He is truly a very kind soul. He feeds us when we are hungry. He gives us coffee when we are tired. Everybody, that is Mr. Stein back there. actually get to come to a venue more than once when you're on tour, because you actually make friends at different places and you kind of get to know what to expect. And one thing that I think we have learned to never take for granted when you're on the road touring is having really good engineers behind the soundboard. Last night we actually played a venue where there was a bunch of miscommunication and there was no sound man. So I was the sound man last night and it wasn't very good. And it just makes you appreciate people like the man tonight behind the soundboard all that much more. Everybody, please put your hands together for Disgusting Behind the Soundboard. Very, very fun to play here. And this is the second time we've come, and both times we've had so many people here, and you have no idea how much it warms our hearts to look out and see all of y'all standing out there smiling back and grooving and having a good time. So I know in a city like Stockholm there are hundreds and hundreds of things that you could be doing with your time and your money. So the fact that you came out and spent both on us tonight really means a lot to us, who are the reason that we can do what we do. So thank you very, very much. We appreciate you so much. Thank you. And also, I'm not sure if any of y'all are into Facebook or anything like that, but we're really good at keeping up with our Facebook page, and we try to get a bunch of tour videos posted. So if you're curious as to what life is like for us behind the scenes while we're traveling, please come onto our Facebook page. We take care of it ourselves, and I edit a whole bunch of crazy videos, so we'd love to be friends with you guys online and let your friends be our friends and all that jazz. And after we get done, we are going to come out and have some CDs and stuff, so please come and say hello. We'd love to meet you. We're going to leave you with this song. The poor guys have been just jamming away while I'm running my mouth. Good Chad. He's such a pro, he can play with one hand. Once again, everybody, back on the drums, that's Chad Melton. On the guitar, and make sure you pick up a copy of his new CD because it is fantastic. Everybody, that's Rick Lawler on the guitar. My lovely sister, that's Megan, everybody. And I'm Rebecca, it's good to meet you guys, and we look forward to standing way after the show. Have a wonderful night. We'll leave you on this song. It is an old Jimi Hendrix song. It's called Bleeding Heart.
Yeah.